This is a cassette recording of a discussion that was held between Jack Delaney and Mr. Bede Kelly of 94 Brunswick Street, East Maitland. The discussion took place at Mr. Kelly's home on Saturday, the 7th of December, 1985. Mr. Kelly was a high-ranking executive with the R.W. Miller Group and had much experience at all their collieries, which included Millfield, Airfield and Rothbury. During this year, Mr. Kelly suffered a stroke, and some of his words may be slurred. I'm interested in the history of the coal mines that were within the city of Cessna.
Yes.
You know, there were so many of them, and so early. Mm. The Eastbury, the coal mining company, was the first, way back in 1888 or yes. Thereabouts. And they eventually became South Maitland Railways, or the majors here. And I always worked for them, and their history always got me involved, and I've always been interested in that. But it's the mines now that were within there. The history's going.
And
it's hard to get the early part, yes. You know, the early history. So if I just might go back to first Bede Kelly, where were you from, Bede? Where were you originally born?
Sydney.
Sydney, were you? Yes. How'd you come to get into the mining?
I don't remember. It was took over Airfield number 1.
Airfield 1? Oh, as back as early as that?
He took over Airfield 1.
Who was that?
R.W. Miller.
Oh, you were always yes, with Rod and Marcus?
He was my uncle, R.W. Miller.
Oh, I wondered that. Oh, yes. Oh, I see. Now that
a... So he was a boy, my dad died.
Well, let me go back a little bit further then. What year did you come into the industry? When did you start? You started with Miller, but when?
1921
when you started. If I'm not being rude, what year were you born? Just on
1907.
1907. Yeah, I'm 1919, so there's I'm just getting close to you.
Yeah.
Going back then, you came in Sydney. What in the Sydney office?
Actually, I was in the running the depots first. At Balmain.
What, this was on coal carting?
Coal handling, yes.
Yeah.
The punts and the lighters and the ships and so on.
If I might just digress again for a minute, I want to come back to that. Can I just... what were Rod and Marcus? They were always coal carters, were they, originally?
No.
What did they start as?
I don't even want to start in the coal mine at Balmain Coal Mine.
Oh, they were in that?
He took over the contract and shifting the coal from slag.
Yeah.
Slag from Pitt to North Sydney to dump it at Mate Roads.
Yeah.
Just punting with a punt and a little ferry boat.
And was he actually involved in the mining at that stage or just on that slag?
No, he was only on the slag.
And did they have interest in the Balmain pit or just
no? Only associated with it.
All right then.
And he bought a little collier then called the RDD, the man there, one of them.
Yeah.
And started running coal up to Newcastle.
Oh yeah. Running it up to Newcastle.
Yes. About 150 tonnes at the time.
Yeah, they were only tiny little things, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Little tubs, as you said. Well, now if I might go back to Airfield. Was that when Airfield first started?
1921, yes.
It had previously been worked by a fellow named Johnson, wasn't it?
I don't know about that, but if he did, there was nothing to take out of it.
Yeah, he had land, but I don't know what. That's what I'm trying to get at. Did he actually sink coal?
I don't think so. I think it was all done by, I think it'll be there now. I can't think of the name anyhow.
It's hard to come back. This is the sort of information that's going.
Yeah. And is this for the centenary thing?
I'm trying to do things like that. Yes. I'm interested in the city of Cessna. I was the secretary of the Historic Society, but currently I've dropped out of that. I'm still involved, and I've just completed a history of the Catholic Church within the area. And the Catholic Church didn't know anything about it. I'm going down not next week, the following week to.
You want to get hold of some of the real old priests?
Yeah, but
they're
exactly.
I've got my memories on too.
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of stuff. I've got what I want. I'm quite happy. It's ready for print.
Well, up until a couple of years, well, 18 months ago, the boys were always agreed to do some tapes.
It should be done.
Because he has done a couple that are really funny.
Yeah.
You know, the things that happened down
the day of the stories.
And the boys are all at him, but now, because his memory's going a little bit and he doesn't articulate that well.
No, I don't. I reckon he's real good.
Yeah, I reckon he is too.
But that's the sort of thing that I'm interested in. I also did a history of the schools within the city of Cessnock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had 68 schools, would you believe, in
that would
take in Wallenbine
and all that.
Yeah, all those places. Yeah,
I
but
had a niece at Wallenbine.
Well,
fine
little schools too, there were.
But they're all gone.
Sorry?
They're all gone. There's none of those schools left. You know, there's a few. We're closing down schools. But that's true. We're down to about, I think it's the last count I did, I think it was about 9 schools. They're all gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a problem.
It's a shame.
Well, there's that much to talk about, you know, but today, currently I'm on mining because I can't get the information I'm looking for, particularly these that Peter's just talking about now, the airfields.
Yeah.
And that's where we're up to. You said you thought that your company, was it the airfield company or Miller's?
Only Miller's.
Oh, they really owned it right from the first?
No, we had it under licence from
Langton?
Next door to us originally. Yeah, I'll come back.
The oak thing from the oak
thing? No.
Garrett?
No, after Garrett. The lady that died in the little pool or something.
Oh, Clifton.
Clifton. Clifton Estate. By the Clifton Estate.
Oh, yeah, the old Cliff, they also had the land where Hidden Greed was.
That's right, and
they owned
that.
Yeah.
And we had a lease from them to take open the pit up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was under lease to Cliffs.
But in the mining annual reports, it speaks of the Airfield Mining Company.
Airfield number one, to call
it. It just says Airfield, first up.
That's right, Airfield Coal Mining Company. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, and that was Miller's. Oh. It doesn't show anywhere.
He
did own it. Yeah. Oh. And how did he come to get that? Why did he select Airfield?
I don't know. Just one of those things that started off with through the...
Well, you were there at the beginning.
Yes, once.
You'd be only very young then.
No, I was about 14, 15.
Yeah.
But
did you come up here to Airfield?
I went up there as a clerk for a month or two.
Yeah.
But it was too much for me. I came straight out of the office, straight out of the... My dad died when I was 14, 15.
Yeah.
Right, and I went straight up from there to Airfield to help in the office when the clerk got the sack. Making up the pay, which was very difficult in those days. We were all done with contract mining and so on.
Yeah.
And it was only for young Walter Pickstock, I wouldn't have got the job done.
Oh, Pickstock, is that?
Walter Pickstock.
Yeah.
Our father was the under manager.
Who, Pickstock?
Pickstock.
Yeah.
Walter Pickstock. And his son... Young Walter was the clerk.
I knew one of the Pickstocks. They used to live over at Rutherford or something.
Rutherford.
Yeah, when I was station master at East Greeter Junction. He used to travel on the train a lot.
Right.
Him and old Herb Carruthers. Did you? You know old Herb?
I know him, but...
I thought you might have struck him because he was the secretary of the Colliery Staffs Association.
In latter years.
But before that, again, he was on South Maiden Railways. That's where I didn't know him then, but I talked to him because of his knowledge on the history of the railway when I was doing something like that. Who was the manager then? Pickstock was the under-manager,
said.
Who was the manager?
I can't remember the name, I'll tell you.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I can find that out somewhere else, perhaps. And did they have screens and everything straight from then?
No, they built them up. Put the line in first.
The track, yeah.
Track, and then extended to number two later on.
Yeah.
And the old steel screens were there.
The airfield was on the left-hand side going to Curry of the railway. And
the airfield was on close to Maitland Airfield number one.
Yeah, but it was on the left-hand side. The other one was on the right-hand side.
Right.
Of the railway, is that correct? Is that the way you see it?
Both on the same side of the railway.
They were both on the same side. Oh,
I'll spur one through the two.
To Stanford?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was a branch line coming to yours. Mm. And it served both pits.
That's right.
Oh, I thought it went right through to that.
No, it's just a spur, went up through.
I can't find details of that, even on the railway things. They're all gone.
It's a spur went through from down below East Cooter Junction, went up to Airport Number 1, then to Airport Number 2. That was there.
Yeah.
The end of it.
And didn't go on, I thought it went on to Curry, that railway.
The branch might have gone up, but I think it was provided off it.
Yeah.
East Cooter Junction went through it. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And did you have your own rail wagons?
Our own rail wagons, yes.
How were they branded?
Airfield.
They were written Airfield, I think. I don't think it was A. The A were Aberdare.
Airfield,
I believe. Airfield written on it. All right. Then around about 1920, it got into a bit of water problems there, didn't it, underground? It's
completely flooded, yes.
Completely flooded. That was the time of the big flood, wasn't it?
When the broke through into old
Hidden Greeter?
Or
Glen Main? Glen Eyre.
Glen Eyre.
Were they associated with your people?
Actually, they were. For a reason, what are the names of them? Brothers? Three brothers. Oh dear, oh dear. Fallons. Fallons boys.
Oh yeah.
Ted and Jack.
They were involved in other mines too. They were managers.
Jack Fallons was the head of the BHP in the finish.
Yes, Jack. Yeah.
And the other one worked at Airfield, manager at Airfield. He got killed on a motorbike going home.
Did he?
And the other chap was the and Linear, and it flooded and broke through the rush.
Oh, it came from them into you.
Only for us. Only the pillar had been eaten out.
Well, if I just digress a little, I hate doing this, but I've got to try and find out a bit of information. Glen Main came a little bit after, right up near Aberdare Junction signal box. And you don't know of that?
No.
It did a little bit of Glen Eyre's lease.
Could have been there.
And they only went down as far as the water.
That's right.
Yeah, could have been picked
up later on.
Yeah. Well, now going back into when you started Airfield Number 2, was it the same manager or was it two separate pits?
One manager was running two pits with a
under-manager at each.
That's right.
And who was the under... Walt Pickstock, at Number 1. Who was at Number 2?
Number 2 was run by Walter Pickstock, I think. Walter Hullwater.
There were two of them?
I think so. Walter was up at Number 2 most of the time.
Which was the larger pit of those two airfields?
Airfield 1 would be about the same equivalent of start off. It fizzed out because we lost the lease to Browns and we canceled the lease on it, so it goes down.
Did they?
Yeah, but we refused to allow us to carry the lease.
Some of that lease came from Hidden Greeter, didn't it? Some of the airfield lease.
I don't know
about that. You know where Hidden Greeter Colliery was? I understood that part of their lease, it finished around about 1912 and never worked again. It had fires and all the rest. And the East Greeter Coal Company bought that lease.
I think they got one from FL1 because it was run by Cliffs direct.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, Cliffs were involved in the Hidden Greeter too.
I think it was only the Hidden Greeter.
Don't you?
He went so far.
Just the stories I have.
25
And when did it stop then? It finished completely with the flood.
No, we pumped it out, started all over again.
Did you? You pumped it out? I didn't know. What year was that?
I'd have been that. 20.
Before we came up here.
33, 34.
Before you got married.
Yeah.
How did you pump it out? A
pluger pump? Bailed it out with the alligators.
Alligators? Oh, you used the alligators to get it out.
Yeah,
come on.
Start up again, and then...
It was a drift, wasn't it? It wasn't a tunnel. It wasn't a shaft.
Practically a shaft. It was 170 degrees tip.
Was it 70 degrees? Gee, that was
very steep. Very steep. The steepest mine ever worked.
Oh, that's very steep. And how did you power it out with a
steam engine?
Steam engine.
Twin
no electricity.
Twin drum steam engine. Twin drum, one up and down.
You didn't. You didn't generate electricity at Airfield.
No, we had compressed air for boards and so on.
Yeah.
And put power on later on.
You put the power. When the power came on, it came from Maitland City Council. They run it through. That was when the East Greeley used to, when it finished in 1929, Maitland run a new line across.
Right.
And it continued on to Airfield. I'd heard that somewhere else. But I thought you might have had power before then.
I didn't have power before that.
And what was it, all naked lights?
Well, plenty of naked lights, yes.
No safety lights.
No, safety lights came in about,
42, and was it all contract mining always?
Contract mining. Up till the time we got started what they call a breast system.
Yes, yes.
Armstrong started it, and other Armstrong followed up and backed it up.
Who was Armstrong?
It was A.D. Armstrong and G.D. Armstrong, two Armstrongs.
What were they? One of
the mine managers,
yeah.
A.D. Armstrong was a 12th infiller. He was it with me in 1915, yeah. 1922.
Yeah.
And he left, probably, J.E. Armstrong, a little Scotch boat.
Related?
No relation.
And what they used, the breast cutter?
No, they really full of breasts, and they drove the board up and blasted the coal down into the boards below to make boxes of them, you see.
Yeah.
It took no foundation, put no support up, of course. Eventually it collapsed.
Yeah.
And the fire started.
They had no support at all because they were going uphill.
They could breast it out. Take a lot.
How do you spell that? B-R-E-A-S-T?
Yeah,
or
breast. Yeah.
And it what goes from one cut through?
One to two, three or four. About four boards. Boards were driven, you see, recently.
Boards were driven laterally.
And they started to peel them off.
Yeah.
Come back and peel them off.
Yeah.
Well, up to a certain point, it was all right.
Yeah.
We waited to have them collapse it.
Yeah.
And the stone nearly collapsed and held in a hell of a mass of coal and stuff. And it was quiet up.
How far did you go? How deep?
About 26 boards, anyway. 26 boards,
20. How wide were the pillars?
Oh, the pillars were about
16 yards.
Eventually they went down, I think they went down. But I couldn't tell you offhand.
And how did you get it out then, on a jig?
We used to dig it out originally, but the boards were digged out on a little skip from under a cage.
Yeah.
And two skips from a cage.
Come up on the slope. Yeah.
And then you ran them out and tipped them at the top and the tipper and put it down as far. And the other way, we got taken out the other way. We taken out, put out the alligator.
The alligator.
Yeah.
It was like a load or something. That type of thing.
It was a big drum. A big, big dump. Big,
bin.
Bin, swing on wheels, it was on a hinge.
And tipped it in, yeah. And did it come to the surface?
Yeah, it went to the surface, yeah.
How many alligators did you have then?
One
up, one down. And the coal to fill into the alligator, how did you get that into the alligator?
Tipped into it with the skips.
With a skip into the alligator. Yes, to bring it up and down. And that's what you used then eventually to take the water out.
That's what I used, just to slip them on at weekends to plow the water out anyhow.
Yeah.
Slipped on the top on a couple of rails and land to wheel it off.
Yeah.
Take the cage off and reel it, cut it on.
Yeah.
Used to plow the water out all the time.
Plow the water, that was the whole time. Didn't you have pumps at all?
About 1934-35 put some big pumps in, but...
What did you put in there, plugers?
Some big 8-9 stage pumps, but the last one we got the water rate amount as far as you
can. You're talking about 8 or 9 stage, that comes up in different levels, is it?
The pumps had 8 stage pumps.
It pumps in a series.
So
I'm with you. Yeah.
And But they ate out very quickly.
Yeah, that was the sulphur in
it. Sulphur,
it did a lot of damage. Was
stainless
it?
Steel. Stainless
was sulphur
steel.
That bad there in Airfield?
Oh,
in
very bad.
What percentage was it there?
No.
You never ever took.
I had all analysis, but I couldn't.
I was only looking for a figure, plucking figures. Yeah. Tell me this: who was your market then in those days? Where did your coal go to? Well, Newcastle by rail.
By rail to Newcastle, and by ship to Sydney to the gasworks and.
You supplied the gasworks.
They had their own distributing yards down there.
Oh yes, yeah.
At Balmain and Blackwater Bay.
Blackwater Bay.
Distributed by themselves.
At AFL itself, number one had how many men?
Oh,
about
130, 140.
And number two?
I wasn't in with that as much as the other ones. About 120, something like that.
And about equal tonnage?
Pretty well.
Pretty well.
700 tonne a day.
700 or 800 tonne a day, yeah. And then the water beacher or the heating beacher.
The heating beaters after water. Well, the water was all right. We got the water out first up and then started again. Then we decided to change out of the pressure system because the other thing wasn't working out. And it worked out for a while and then the fire and that one, we had to seal it up, seal it down. And finally our Armstrong opened up and the bloody fire came out and burnt the top nearly down.
Oh yeah, I remember reading about that. Was that a board and pillar pit the same as like, although was it all on
the... Originally boards and pillars, all originally it was all boards and pillars.
And at what height?
Oh well, up to
about?
Well, the same coal seam at number one was up to 24 feet thick.
And do you went right to the top?
So I tried to keep it down, but getting up and
yeah, yeah. And did you run off at right angles to your headings or on levels?
On levels, pretty well right angles, but a slight, about 1 arm to the rise. Yeah.
And how did you wheel the skips in there?
Hand wheeling.
No horses?
I did finish out a few horses down the bottom.
Not originally?
Yeah.
Not from the start? What about number two? Did they were the same?
Same
methods and everything? Much the same there. And when did the pit actually finish then? When did it stop, both of them? When did they finish?
It stopped about, I'll tell you now, I think. I got a key to it. Was it Tony? What did you make that?
Oh, don't worry. It's
after
not.
We came back from overseas, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's not, I'll find it somewhere else, but it's just that I was trying to get the date from Bede, you know. And did they demolish the pit top or it burnt right away?
Right away.
Everything?
I'm on, but number two was all right because it had been disconnected.
Well, what happened to number two?
Number two was left hanging there because the lease had expired. They just cancelled the leases on us. Yeah. Just left everything there.
Just left everything. And what happened eventually to that? Was it demolished by you people or...?
Well, the boys were pinching it half the time.
Yeah.
Had to keep taking parts off it.
Yeah.
Fired to take them away.
Yeah.
And pinching the brass out of the engines and everything else.
Did you use it anywhere else?
No. Oh, we used the drums went to... one of the pits there for them, to one of the pits there for
them. Over the little Maitland pit. Yeah. Just going back onto when you started up again after you cleared the water, how did the rail go, the coal, did it go back to East Grid Junction or back this other way onto through Hexham?
It went to East Grid Junction, then to Hexham, then to Newcastle.
No, but it didn't, there was a fall in on that main track and they had to close it. The East Grid Coal Mining Company had to close its rail track from Aberdare Junction on later on. I don't know what period it closed. I don't know whether your airfield coal came back out through Maitland or whether it went back the other way.
I think it went straight through Maitland.
Did it? Oh, that's all right. As long as that'll give me a clue where the substance was. I haven't been able to find that. Did you ever go back and look at any of that working yourself later on?
Well, I was involved in that for a long time, keeping the fire down and closing it up, keeping it closed.
How did you do that?
Well,
underground?
Well, we. This one was it from the top, was we made an enormous wire basket out of winding wire ropes.
Yeah.
And we laid it in the across the surface into the bag in enormous leading, mate. And threw logs and stuff in and built it in up and turned like a big bag. Your whole holes are enormous, you know.
Yeah.
And then we bagged it up and it finally choked itself up.
Oh, yes, yeah. And was it only with ropes and things that you did that?
Steel ropes and clips and rope clips. Yeah. We make a bag and then we make all the
did you earth in the top at all?
Fill in with earth and wrap and pull those out of the top of the bag.
And that's the end. And what year about was that? About?
I'm trying to think of that one. It's starting...
Was it in the 40s or a later?
When was that?
Before you went to America the first time.
46, 47,
that's near enough. Well, now, can I just digress to another one then? Millfield, was that Miller's always?
The pit top had been built, the pit top box had been built.
Who started it then, way back there?
I can't remember the name.
Was it a family or was it a company?
Some bought, Millfield Coal Mining Company was bought and they spent all the money building a coal box. And that was it.
Was it one of those big timber boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did they have a rail yard when you people took over?
No.
There was no rail yard?
Paul McGlashan put the railway in.
Pepper?
Paul McGlashan put the railway in for us.
Paul McGlashan,
Yeah.
He built a lot of them up there.
Right? By the pit top and the box there. We started underground and we went skips with an endless rope.
Yeah.
And
what was the wind? What we drove? Steam?
Steam engine and boiler.
Yeah. What were the boilers? Lancashire?
One old Lancashire boiler.
One old Lancashire. Yeah. Incidentally, going back to Airfield, what was it? Lancashire?
Two Lancashire boilers, yeah.
At each pit?
That's right.
Yeah. And at Millfield then, what, you only had the one Lancashire and you were...
Steam engine.
Electricity at all?
Had the power on there shortly after we got going here.
That would be come from Caledonian Coleridge?
We had a steam engine to run the fan for a starter, then we put Caledonian Coleridge, put the power on.
I read that in Caledonian Coleridge history where they put power on to... I think they did Maitland, Maine and Newpeople all at the one time.
Yeah.
And how many men were at... who was the manager there then?
Well, I asked Tom Fancy there, wasn't he? Who was there?
Oliver?
Oliver was later. Armstrong.
Armstrong was there. Right from the first?
He was in first, yes. Yeah, it was.
Was he also then at Airfield?
He was shipped to the Airfield later on.
No, I mean, it was a manager on the job, that's what I'm trying to get at Millfield. He wasn't coming from somewhere else. And did he have an under-manager?
Yes, I don't think he was a particular one at the time. It was Vassalis and Wilson. Georgie Wilson, Jimmy Wilson's father got killed there. And Jimmy got killed there to rob.
And that was, they were...
Under managers.
Were they lived at in Greeter Main there?
They lived in
Greeter Main, that little township.
No, they lived at Cessna.
Did they?
Yeah.
There were two Wilson families lived in that...
Wilson, that's right, Wilson. He does live in Set. He lives in that. It's the place out there from.
Greeter Main or Pelton?
Pelton.
Or Paxton?
Pelton, something. Pelton, Paxton.
You know, there was a little township, right. You know, between Millfield and you know, back in the road, back coming. Greeter Main, it was called, the little township. And there were two Wilson families there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had three lovely daughters. I remember they were my age. Man, and I can think of them now. But I wondered whether they were. I've heard others speak of that Wilson. I wondered whether they were the.
I think one of Wilson girls, married young. Well, I can't think of his name. The big fellow came to see me about it on Saturday night.
And then there was another family then of boys. There was Clem and Frank and.
Frank was about it.
There were a whole heap of boys.
Frank and Jimmy. Frank didn't work for us, but Jimmy did.
Yeah.
Jimmy was under manager. He got killed in the gas. The under manager was in Young Laney.
He
killed in the gas. Gas pocket.
Yeah. What was his name? He's my age too. He was...
Lane.
He was Bill Lane's son.
That's right.
Well, they're still out there, aren't they?
Who? His wife?
Was Lane dead?
Killed in the pit.
I'm thinking of the big...
Old Bill's been dead for years.
No,
years
no,
now.
There's a younger one, I'm thinking.
That's Lane's from Airfield number one, Airfield number three. There's different lanes altogether, I think.
Yeah.
And what did they do there? Board and pillar?
Board and pillar, all right, yeah.
And how far, how deep did they go down at Millfield?
About,
how many boards?
Went down about, two sections of it, about 1,500 feet, I suppose.
1,500 feet. And was that two districts you're talking about, two sections?
Yeah, when the sections went off the tunnels, and one and two, and then went down to three, and then the three south.
Yeah. How many sections then did you have altogether? About?
Three, six, four, four or five. Yeah.
Four or five, yeah. And the haulage there was always endless rope, did you say?
Endless rope, yeah.
Use horses?
Horses all the time.
Horses all the time.
Yeah, boards.
Was it steep working?
It was 1 in 4, yeah.
1 in 4, was it? That's even steep there, too.
It was steep.
That's steeper than, like it was only about...
steepest in Australia.
No, I think it was one of the steepest.
Rothbury, when those others, airfields were the steepest. Mm-hmm. They were very steep. But that's even steep, 1 in 25. That's okay. pretty pitchy,
one
isn't
one
it?
1 in 4.
Oh, 1 in 4, yeah. Right. Oh, 1 in 4, I meant.
1 in 4.
That's steep enough.
15 years.
And how many men worked at Milford then?
Up to about 120, 130 men at one stage.
Yeah. And did you screen all the coal?
Yes, I was screened there, yes.
And what about your chitter? Did you dump it out there?
It was dumped here.
Dumped out there. You didn't try to get rid of that at all in any state? Meath got rid of their chitter during the war. They got a big... Wilson Barrett, I think, might have been involved in that. They got rid of a big heap.
Yeah.
It was... did they use mechanisation at all at Milford?
Yeah, we put mechanisation in the 1948, 50 minutes,
that's at Millfield?
Yeah.
It never ever was in airfields?
Yeah, we had mechanisation in airfields.
Did you?
We had, scraper ladders were in there about 55.
What was that?
Scraper ladders. Yeah.
We're into airfield?
Airfield.
Oh, you're back at Rothbury. I'm talking about the old, airfield
number one. Airfield number one.
Down near...
No, we didn't. I was getting mixed up at number three, sorry. No mechanisation.
That was all contract mining. And at Millfield...
put in the L400.
Oh, yeah, L400, yeah.
And small skips and horses.
Yeah.
Which didn't work out too good.
And how big was the pit top? A big one? You had a box at Millfield, didn't you?
Yeah,
box. Did you use that right till the end?
Yeah, right till the end.
Did you?
It burned off at a fire.
When was it burnt off?
Oh, about 60 something.
Was it?
I left at the end of the court fire and a bloody bushfire. And the house got burnt one at a time. At least 3 homes were burnt one at a time.
Was that in 1967? There was a big bushfire went through everywhere.
Could have been.
When did you stop operations at Milford?
We closed it down. Good guess. And that was out of history.
What did you have for ventilation?
Life would have remembered that.
No, he wasn't doing there.
He wasn't there. Nothing was going. Where was... how'd you ventilate Milford?
We had a big fan.
What kind?
We had a big double into the Sirocco for starters. I took them off and put the propeller blades in the settlement.
What was the second one?
Propeller blades.
What was the brand of?
Only propeller blades. I tied them off.
Did you?
Yeah. I found it same.
But off a plane, how'd you get onto that? That was clearly.
You put it on, just tuck it on the side of the concrete, push the fan aside, and we got the same amount of air out.
Circulation.
30% less horsepower.
Come on. And how did you work the propeller blades? On electricity?
Yes.
Still on
the... One put one on and another one on side right angle. The two and one.
Yeah. Come on. That, I never ever knew that before. That's unique. Whose idea was that?
A lot of ideas were here.
Pepper?
A lot of the ideas that went in were here.
How did you come to get onto that? I've never ever heard that before.
I don't know if we started, but we started several other people with the same thing.
Yeah. Did they? I never ever heard of that in any other fit. That's the first I've heard of. And you didn't know what year you stopped there?
Should be on the year we really can't.
No, it doesn't.
Cool it up.
No, it doesn't matter. It'll come back. And at Airfield 2 and Airfield 1, how did you ventilate them?
Well, yeah. Sirocco fans.
Both Sirocco?
Steam engines, yeah. Steam engines
of both. Yeah. And the yard at Millfield, I'll just go back, was that a big sidings or only just a very small yard?
Held a train out.
You used to drop them down onto a branch or something or across the road.
There was Stafford Story had to run across the road occasionally. That was only was the train was running.
These were the things that I used to come and talk to you about. That's how I know a little about that.
Had a train load above, and when a train above and a train below, that's where it worked.
And your empties gravitated in, didn't they? Propelled them up, and gravitated them back down. Maidle Main was something similar. I remember they used to run around and push it up into the neck. And I think Maidle Main, Milford was the same in style. You know, so used to run around and push up into a neck.
Right.
Later on, Eric Newham, I think, took over the he mined to mix with his Bellbird open cut, didn't he? I don't know why, but there was an involvement there. Watson was the manager and went out there. Do you remember Watson? Were you there then?
Watson worked for me. Did he? Worked at Belmont for me for a while. And
he worked for Newham late in the day. In fact, I think he might have worked after Newham sold to Southland, you know, after the other company came in, after old Eric died. He was there right at the end, and he went from there to be under manager at Pelton, I think. Watson. There was another Watson.
Wedge Watson. That's old Reg I'm talking about.
Well, that's what the fellow went to Maidle Main.
Wedge Watson was the fellow who managed at Maidle Main. He managed at Maidle Main.
Yeah, I knew Reg.
That's the one.
Yeah, and that's the fellow. No, there was another Watson used to work at for old Eric Newham. Late in the history of Newham, and then when Newham sold out or died,
he was at Belbird.
Yes, at Belbird, and they worked Millfield as well. They went and went down into Parter.
Oh, I think that was the fellow that was there.
That was Watson, because I used to talk to him about it.
He
was running his coal across by road and loading it over at Airfield 3. And we were trying to get it back to South Main Railways. That's where I come to be talking to him. Do you remember that? Were you involved in that? They run it across my word by road. I know. I used to see it.
Of course,
to Rothbury.
Rothbury.
Yeah.
Must have been
out. Oh, it's quite possible. I mean, I'm only just looking to see if I can find the association. Okay. Did you ever go onto the board of directors of you were on those? Were you for R. W. Miller? Were you on the board of directors for R. W. Miller?
Practically, but I wasn't appointed.
He wasn't appointed, yeah. You were the man behind the scenes. Just now, can we come back over to Airfield? When did you go to Airfield? When you finished at Airfield number 1 and 2, where did you go then?
Before we finished it, we started at number 3, at Airfield number 3 at Princeton.
Yeah.
Started about
32. Was it as early as that? I can't find 32. A record before 30, 34.
32 or 33, I think it started there.
My record that
I... Wait a minute, how old were we married?
We were married in
33,
weren't we?
33, well, it was happening in 34.
You were doing trips up here then, the old man was just getting going, and you were coming up and down then, because I used to come up with you.
33,
be right.
33, would it? Well, the record that I've got up to date, the Merriweathers had it until about 1929 or thereabouts, and then the government had it for a little while.
About 6 months.
Yeah, that was during after the lockout period.
Right, yeah.
And then there was another company came in, the Brankston Coal Company. Was that Miller's?
It
was shown in the mining record. There was another company after government, and then. Miller, it shows Miller from about 34 or 35 or 36 even. But I felt that the other company was Miller as well. I felt it was just a disguise.
Yeah, we call them under the names of each fellow that ran the pit. Each boat that ran the pit. He had his own little pit.
Yeah, that was when you went into the little tunnels.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. I found those. Were they also called Maitland something or other, each pit? Those little
Maitland Extended Coal.
Yes, that's right. That was the name of each of those, as far as the mines department.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't start till much later, did they? They were a long time. They weren't in 30s.
No, they were about 33, 34.
When you started them, I thought they were later than that.
No, they all started up at the same time.
Did they?
One, then two, then three, then four.
Yeah. Going back.
We used to stay at the old pub in Brimstone.
Yeah, lovely old place. Yeah, commercial.
What was their name?
Robinson's?
Before then.
Before the Robinson, yeah. Old George was a great old character, wasn't he? Lovely old fellow, old George. Going back on to when you went over there when new people come up, was it a new management? You brought a new manager, or were you the manager?
I didn't have a ticket on him. I ran the place.
Well, who was signing for the?
Managers under Sunny Lights. Small mine managers, they were.
Yeah, who were they? Who were you?
An old Harry Thomas.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Harry used to come up and sort of check it for a month.
Where was Harry at that stage?
Harry was out
in Newcastle.
Newcastle at the bay. Where he lives there now, on the corner.
Yes.
He found his bay there.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's where he lived.
Yeah.
And
he
used to
come up and stay 2 or 3 days a week. Sleep overnight. So.
And he was signing all the managerial.
Actually, yes. They were covered by themselves, really.
Yeah.
They didn't want to oversee them. Sort of.
Yeah. It is hard to get, you know, that information. It's not written up anywhere. Now, when you started Airfield, were you into old workings or did you develop new workings in Airfield 3?
Everything was the same. Everything was brand new except the part at the old pit was on the northern side of the creek and went under the creek and let the water into it. But from the creek out was all ours except the part that old Harry Thomas had. Harry, the other Thomas, what's his name? Griff, Lord Griff. Mr. Thomas, he was the original manager of the pit.
Yeah.
He was there and had a little pit of his own. Three or four puppet and boats working on.
Did you have another opening at where the airfield, or did you work through their original shaft or whatever they had? You're going back, but Airfield 3, when you opened Airfield 3, the first one of Airfield 3, didn't it go into the old mine?
No.
It was always into a new one.
Well, it ran new one,
Airfield.
2 and 3.
Yeah?
4, 5 and 6. Every clip was
open. At Rothbury itself.
That's right.
Airfield 3, that's called generally, isn't it? Or Rothbury.
That's right.
Was it the old Rothbury pit top? Did you bring the coal up onto the pit top? Was it down the same opening?
No.
A different opening?
Everything had a sipping shaft and sipping mine and sipping engines.
What did you have then at Airfield 3? What did you?
Steam engines all the way.
Steam engines everywhere, yeah. all those little ways. None of them electrical driven at all?
No.
No winding?
Yeah, we did in the finish. We had a couple of electric engines.
How did you ventilate them?
With
Sirocco's or
Capels? Yeah, propeller fans.
Propeller fans again? The whole lot of them? Were they connected underground?
Not for a start. After a while we did.
Which one did you connect?
Broke 2 and 3 just for convenience and sealed off. But mostly were 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5.
Yeah.
All separate entities.
Yeah, yeah. But they weren't connected underground. Did you connect up at all with the old Rothbury workings?
Yeah, we opened our pit and
did you get the pillars out or?
We got a lot of pillars and we
in their workings.
Developed a bit, opened up a few bits.
The first one that you started when you went over there to Rothbury, was it board and pillar?
Yeah, all board and pillar.
What, the whole lot of them?
Yeah.
And how many boards in each of them, or how many districts? What
they had about 30, 40 boards, 30, 35 boards each.
What, each?
Yeah.
Each little place, and each was then more or less like a little district.
A little district.
And it was in charge of a separate foreign charge, or a manager, whatever you like to call him. I gathered that it's